Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mama of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, welcome to Mama of Many and day 10 of 2020 Thrive. Why not? Join me, grab a cuppa today. I'm here with my hot water and lemon, and I am very thankful right now for this incredible gift that was given to me from a heartbeat, soulmate, mentor friend of mine who lives in Canada. When this winged its way to me, I hadn't come across, never used a thermal cup before, but this is the gift that keeps on giving. And I believe Jesus wants our lives this year to continually be the gift that keeps on giving in this very cold, harsh, cruel world. We're going to bring the ultimate gift of Jesus everywhere he sends us, everywhere we go. And I could do a school run, come back an hour or so later, and my drink will still be piping hot. In fact, I could have done with this through the years of raising my five babes. If your parents out there listening, you mums and dads, you know what I'm talking about. The amounts of sacrificial, loving cups of tea and coffee we have drank lukewarm because of our kids through the years, hey? What a gift, what an act of love. Jesus in Revelation said to his church, if you're lukewarm, lukewarm is not pleasant. Lukewarm, if you're not careful, can become the norm. When I was raising my babes, I got used to drinking lukewarm tea and coffee. Well, I sense the Lord just wanting to say to us afresh today, he wants to revive us. He wants us on fire. He wants us piping hot, just like the drink in this cup. And the only way you can stay hot, piping hot, on fire, is to stay in him. In Jesus, in Christ, stay in his word, stay filled up in the fullness of his spirit. And then you're going to be the means that when others come to you, they can embrace the fire, the heat, the piping hot. You're going to warm other lives too, that they're going to be revived and refreshed through you too. Because your life is in Christ, others' lives, you're going to cause to be in Christ too, because anyone who doesn't know Jesus, they're out in the cold in this world. It's a harsh, cold, darkening world. But in Christ, Jesus, he is the light within us. He's the light of the world. Light is ultimately fire. And Jesus wants to set our lives afire. And he wants us to be ablaze and piping hot for him in these days. And that I didn't even mean to say. So let's get in to the message today. And actually, we do come around to gifts in this. So I believe this is going to be a key word for setting you free this year and setting you up to reclaim, rebuild, revive in 2025. I believe that's what the Lord has for every one of us this year. And last night, I was reading to our super son Judah. We're going through the children's version of the one-year Bible in a year. And we were up to the story of Jacob, who had fled from his brother Esau because he had deceived, as far as his brother Esau was concerned, he deceived him, lied to him out of his birthright. We know when you read a few chapters earlier on that ultimately Esau had given his birthright to Jacob for a bowl of stew. He'd come in from hunting, he was tired, his defences were down, he was weak, he was hungry. We need to stay on fire for Jesus this year. We need to be piping hot because we don't want to be giving into temptations. We don't want to be giving into sin. We don't want to be giving in to selling off our birthright, just like Jacob did for a meal. We don't want to be given into our fleshly and the worldly desires that come after us, like Esau did. He gave in to his fleshly appetite and it cost him dearly. It had severe consequences. We want to be those who are yielding to the Holy Spirit, that are continually staying in the Word of God, and that are increasingly our desires are set on him and on all that the Lord has for us, because that's the best setup for us. And so there we find, picking up on this story with reading it to Judah last night. Jacob has spent 20 years living with his uncle Laban and working the land and the farm there. And God blessed Jacob over those 20 years. He blessed him. In modern day terms, he'd be like a millionaire. And 20 years passed and it was time for him to return home. And obediently, he obeyed what God, he knew was God's plan and what God's word was for him. And at the time to return, he returned with his wives, with all of his children, with all of his produce, with all that God had blessed him with. And on the journey back, he sent messengers on ahead to his brother to say that he was coming, and he sent gifts, immense gifts on ahead of him to appease him. And he heard word back from the messengers that immediately Esau was on his way with an army of 400 men to meet him. Well, Jacob, I want to say to you today, just like Jacob, he should have just trusted in the Lord. Expect the best. Instead, he expected the worst. He thought, oh no, 20 years on, and my brother is coming to destroy me now for all that was done. The Lord is saying to you today, when you're in obedience to him, you can trust that he is working in the unseen behind the scenes. I sense the Lord saying today that he wants those who are out of alignment in relationships, he wants to bring reconciliation today, just like he did for Jacob and Esau, as we're going to see here. He wants to bring, firstly, reconciliation, secondly, restoration, and thirdly, the Lord wants you to find your tribe, to reclaim, to rebuild, and to revive in 2025. That's what the Lord has for you this year. Those who are Jesus' disciples, who are followers of Jesus, that we are to love one another. Now, where you've been out of alignment, God, I believe, wants to bring that alignment within marriages, within relationships this year. Trust his reconciliation. Trust his restoration, and obediently do everything that the Lord has for you to do to be a part of that too. And Jacob, in wisdom, he sent the gifts on ahead of him. You be that gift of love. You be that gift of being bigger this year. You be that gift of keeping, and not just being a peacekeeper, but being a peacemaker, the one who will make that peace, retain that peace at any cost. And I sense the Lord saying today, as we saw there with Jacob, he expected the worst. The Lord wants you to expect heaven's blessed best for your life. So we can read in Genesis 32, you can go through the account for yourself, that Jacob was absolutely terrified when he heard this. And he cried out to God, and he actually said, God, you said, O Lord, rescue me from the hand of my brother, in verse 11. I am afraid that he is coming to attack me. And he said, but Lord, you said, what are God's promises to you? In verse 12, but you promised, God, that you will surely treat me with kindness, with his blessing, with his grace, with his favor. But you said, God, that you will multiply me. God has promised to bless you, to multiply you. Take it for your life. But you said, God, that you would bless my descendants and they'd become as numerous as the sands on the seashore. God wants you to take him at his word. But you said, God, you promised to protect me. In the Psalms, it says God will protect you from every evil work and he will preserve you for your heavenly kingdom. You don't need to worry or be fearful of flying this year. Trust God to be your protection. Angels surround you everywhere you go. Put your trust and your confidence in the Lord alone. God, you said, bring God's word back to him. And thankfully, that's what Jacob did, but he was terrified. And when his brother came and he met him, instead of coming to destroy him, he embraced him. And we read in the scriptures that Jacob felt such immense relief. The Lord is saying to you today, he is bringing relief, he is bringing his release, and he is bringing freedom to you and greater dominion in all things too. I remember a time, just to show how We can so often just expect the worst rather than expect the best in situations. We were on holiday in Israel. We'd taken all our five kids. Judah was just 6 months old at the time. And we checked in late one night. And as we were checking in, again, I just wanted to pour in the gift of Jesus to the manager who was checking us into the hotel. And I was sharing with him how good it was to be back in Israel, how much we as a family loved Israel. He wondered if we'd been there before. And I said, I'd worked there for 2 years before I was married. And now here I am back with all my five kids. And he had question after question as I poured in the love of Jesus to him during that check-in time that night. Well, it turned out that our rooms, there'd been a mix up and a mess up with our family room. But we said, not a problem. We'll just make do for that night. And they were going to sort it the next morning. Well, the next morning we were moved to our family rooms, two family rooms adjoining for all seven of us. And we had unpacked, got everything settled, headed up. We'd all been at the pool and the older ones had gone back to their room. And whilst I was up at the pool with my hubby and with little baby Judah and our daughter, a security guard approached us and said, are you Mr. and Mrs. Field? Can you make your way to the reception immediately? Came across quite gruff and quite harsh. Now, I immediately, it can be our natural default is to go to the negative. And I thought, oh, what's that? Are the children all right? The kids were fine. The older ones were fine. They were in their room, but we needed to get to the reception. And I thought, oh, what's going on? When we got to the reception, the director wanted to see us. They said, oh yes, the person attending went and got the director who came out. And I thought, what's going on now? And they said, there's been a mistake. And I thought, not another mistake with your rooms. And I explained, we've already moved rooms and unpacked. And then I thank God that they stopped me in my tracks right there because I could have regretted complaining as then the director went into explaining. You have been upgraded to the presidential suite, to the penthouse. Well, from fearing the worst, we went to the complete blessed best. I was mouth wide open, aghast at God's incredible favour and goodness. The word of God says, your favour surrounds me like a shield. Expect the best. Expect favour this year. Expect the Psalm 23 says you prepare a table of goodness, of blessing, of favor. He prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Every enemy that's come against you is going to see you set up and blessed. So I think the best thing you can do in the face of any opposition, in the face of any enemy, is just carry on in love and be blessed and favoured anyway. And the Lord would say to you today, just through that story, through that illustration, as you trust him, as you obey him, God has great blessings in store for you all the way this year. And that blessing, though, when God promotes you, when God upgrades you, when God blesses you, it's not for you to take that selfishly. We had this virtually a 360 degree balcony all around our presidential suite at the penthouse that I could look out onto the walls of Jerusalem, into the old city walls and circle, see all around. It was, the Bible tells us, I knew the word of God, it was in me, that God would set watchmen on the walls of Jerusalem day and night, that they would not cease crying out to God to bless Israel, to make her a praise in all the earth, that we would not be silent until we see God's ultimate purpose come to birth for Israel. And we're seeing that increasingly in the midst of war, in the midst of the enemy throwing his worst at Israel. More and more, God is the time to favour, to bless Zion, to bless your life has come, as I keep saying. And it was the blessing, the setup was for us to partner with heaven. So my husband, he joined me and I, we would pray every night, day and night for Israel, pray for God's protection. We saw that we were to be the watchmen and the watchwoman that had this ideal view looking over Israel and over Jerusalem at that time and crying out to God, aligning with, partnering with heaven, aligning with God's word and purposes for Israel and praying it forth. I would love to be back there, but for now, daily, I pray that from wherever I am, at home, wherever the Lord sends me, always make praying for the peace and the blessing of Israel a priority, and then God will bless you too. So key to our success. So the Lord would say today, just like we see in that story of Jacob and of Esau, don't expect the worst, accept the best. There was great reconciliation. There was great restoration, and that's what the Lord has for you. And ultimately, his brother then, for you too, the Lord wants to say, you will find your tribe, you will reclaim, you will rebuild and revive. His brother wanted Jacob to just share the land with him. The Lord is bringing forgiveness. He's bringing reconciliation. He wants to bring right alignment to relationships. And by this will all men and women know that you are my, you are mine, you are my disciples. When you have love, God's love in you, flowing through you for one another. It's only God's passion, the passion of Jesus within us, that's going to keep us on fire. He doesn't want us lukewarm. He wants us passionate about Jesus and passionate about fulfilling his call for our lives continually. We see that Jacob sent his gifts on ahead of him. His brother didn't even want the gifts, but Jacob made him keep them. And in Proverbs 18, 16 to 17, it says, a man's gift will make room for him and bring him before great men. The Lord says he is going to promote you in the spirit this year. He has greatness written all over your life. You are going to accomplish great things in and through God's purposes being fulfilled in your life through the Holy Spirit coming upon you mightily in this year of greater grace, greater glory, all for God's story being written in and through your life. The Lord is making room for you this year, and he's bringing you into new rooms, I sense the Lord say. And also new dimensions in him. You're going to know him, new enlightenment. You're going to know him in new ways. He's going to open up his word to you, and he's going to shine bright on your way this year, in this year of his light shining bright upon us. And the Lord would say, for the new rooms he's bringing you into, it isn't just for you selfishly, it's so that the Lord can display all of the gifts he's given you. And there are more gifts he's going to bring your way, all for his glory. He's going to put Jesus in you on display. He's going to raise you up. If Jesus be lifted up from the earth, he will draw all to himself. When the Lord lifts you up, when the Lord gave us that upgrade, it wasn't for our selfish means. We're blessed, we're favored, our kids. It gave us great, immense joy, all that the Lord did for us. We were so thankful, but it's also so we can say, okay, Lord, how can we be a blessing in this situation too? And the Lord is then going to be able to entrust you with much increase and great favor. Also, it says in 2 Timothy 1 verse 6, stir up the gift within you. When something is stirred up, I realized there's an unsettling. There is movement. God wants to see movement. There is going to be an unsettling this year, but it's ultimately for all that is at the bottom is going to rise to the top. All that is not of him will rise to the top and will be skimmed off and removed completely. All that is of sin, all that is not of Jesus, all that isn't his blessed best for your life this year, so that you can then, what happens when something is stirred? Everything can flow freely and you're going to flow. There's going to be a fresh freedom. Within that freedom, you're going to know God's dominion and authority increasingly. You're going to know great release within his release. You're going to know ease. And within that ease, you're going to know the fullness of his Holy Spirit and the promotion in the Spirit this year. Really key to us living free is a power-packed verse. James 3:16 says, for where envying and strife can mean self-seeking. We want to be God seekers. Where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. That's a powerful verse. When the Lord spoke that word to me in the summer last year, I began to see, I want you to see as I do too now, increasingly, strife in our lives is an enemy. It gives an open door for the enemy to get a strong hold on our lives and to get a grip and a foothold into our minds. We don't want to allow strife in our relationships, in our marriage. We don't want there to be, if you're feeling there's confusion in your life, get rid of the strife. Allow Jesus to remove that from you, to set you free today, because where there is strife, where there is envying, where there are misalignments in relationships, then there is confusion and we open the door to every evil work. That's where the end of those evil works, when the enemy has his way, can be divorce in marriages, can be breakups of friendships and relationships. Let's allow the Lord to deal with the strife so that we keep the enemy and every evil work out of our lives in Jesus' name. The Lord would say to you today, reclaim, rebuild, revive in 2025. You will go. You will go in his overflow. You will step into the new that the Lord has for you this year. So go expectantly, excitedly, and confidently, for you are the gift that the Lord will bring completion to, others' lives too, wherever the Lord sends you. Your tribe is waiting for you too. Do you know that? God has the right place, the right people, the right position, and the right time for you this year. Thrive in 2025. In closing, remember your defense is your obedience. Jacob had nothing to fear because he was in obedience to the Lord. That was his ultimate defense. The Lord will always work in the unseen behind the scenes, and he will work everything out to set you up for a win, and all things will work together for good to those who love the Lord. That's his promise for you and those who are called according to his purpose. Often the world says all things work together for good, they miss the end. We need to be about fulfilling the purposes of God. We need to be about those who are loving him and serving him and are on fire for him and who are absolutely not lukewarm anymore, but we're piping hot, just like the drink in my cup. It's still piping hot right now. The Lord would say to you today, stop going for those who ignore you and go to those who adore you. Remember, you are being resent. Letting go of all offense, letting go of all that will cause you to resent this year, but the Lord says you are being resent in his forgiveness, in his love, in his power, in his goodness. And God's presence within you will be the presence released through you everywhere you go. Go in the overflow of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word today. Thank you that, Lord, we're letting go of all offense. Lord, we are releasing right now. We ask forgiveness for all, Lord, in our lives where we have had resentment, where we've had unforgiveness. We thank you in this year, Jesus. The blood of Jesus covers us from all sin, and we walk clear, and we're going to walk in your reconciliation, in your restoration. We call it forth right now into our lives, into every relationship in Jesus' name, because we're going to thrive in this year, 2025, and we are going to walk and love the tribe that you bring alongside us. And Lord, we're going to be light in this dark world through the fullness of your Spirit. Revive us, set us on fire, let us be piping hot for you as you fill our cup right now, in Jesus' name. Amen. See you tomorrow. God bless you.